Ken was mentioning about seven Democrats who are hoping to gain Senate seats this year. Let's talk about an eighth. One of the places that Democrats are challenging is New Mexico, which is where longtime Republican Senator Pete Domenici is retiring, and a couple of congressmen are trying to replace him. Steve Pierce is a conservative Republican who survived a tough primary. Democrat Tom Udall comes from a family with a long liberal tradition. And NPR's Ted Robbins met up with both of them.
How are you all doing?
Hello.
I'm Steve Pierce.
Hi, nice to meet you.
A hospital waiting room is an odd place for a politician to be working a crowd.
Really, nice to see you. I need your vote, too.
So as Republican Steve Pierce tours this Albuquerque hospital before lunch with executives, he strains to connect with voters unfamiliar with him.
How are you doing, Steve Pierce?
Dennis Wilson,
Dennis?
How are you?
I'm fine.
Behind in the polls, Pierce can't afford to miss this or any other opportunity.
We go into people's homes for groups of 20, 30, 40, and we do this over and over and over.
Steve Pierce is from southern New Mexico, largely rural, away from the Albuquerque population center. He made his money in oil services. Let one of his TV ads explain.
Republican Steve Pierce stands strong for our New Mexico values. He grew up in Hobbs, excelled at 4-H, joined the Air Force, flew missions in Vietnam. A family man, a successful business leader, a congressman. Steve Pierce shares our conservative values.
Pro-life, against stem cell research, in favor of nuclear power and domestic oil drilling. He is also a classic conservative on the economy, the dominant issue in this race, too. Pierce voted against the $700 billion bailout. Too much government intervention.
Felt like it was nationalizing a big piece of our financial services industry. Thought that it was not holding anyone accountable.
Pierce's opponent, Democratic Congressman Tom Udall, also voted against the bailout for the opposite reason. Udall thought the government should become more involved, bailing out not just lenders, but homeowners too.
And all I'm talking about is somebody that has the money, can't quite make the payment, renegotiate with the lender to be able to stay in their home.
Udall is holding a town hall at Georgia O'Keeffe Elementary School in an affluent part of Albuquerque known as the Heights. He comes from a family full of liberal politicians. Dad Stuart Udall, Uncle Mo Udall, and Cousin Mark, who is also running for the Senate in Colorado. Tom Udall is pro-choice and stem cell research. He wants the country to shift to alternative energy sources. And this year, he thinks the voters are with him.
I think there's clearly a national trend for government playing a bigger role in people's lives. And people, there's no doubt that people think the country's headed in the wrong direction.
The Republican Pierce has been attacking Udall for his liberal positions. But so far, the attacks have not stuck. Here's a Udall ad brushing them off.
Tax breaks for big oil. Tax breaks for big oil.
Ever wonder why Steve Pierce repeats everything the big oil companies say?
Gas prices, Tom Udall's fault.
Udall represents more liberal northern New Mexico in Congress, but New Mexico political blogger Joe Monahan says even voters in the urban center of the state, the Albuquerque area, seem to feel more comfortable with Udall than Pierce.
We're a state of 2 million people. Tom Udall has gotten to know a lot of those people during his congressional career. They like him personally.
Add to that, says Monahan, the large Democratic trending Hispanic and Native American population, and the historic difficulty for a conservative to win a statewide race in New Mexico.
Most of the time, a middle-of-the-road candidate wins. This time, Udall has the added benefit of there being a Democratic trend and Pierce being a conservative.
The latest polls have Udall ahead by an average of more than 15%. Pierce is putting the best spin he can on it.
We knew what we faced, but the fact that he can't put us 30 points behind, which he should be ahead 30 points, tells me that the race is very winnable.
Early voting began in New Mexico last week, so to make up even 15% between now and Election Day, Republican Steve Pierce's best hope is for his Democratic opponent to have a major meltdown. In other words, the numbers show this Senate race is Tom Udall's to lose. Ted Robbins, NPR News.